Hello, thanks for staying tuned. Join the conversation. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info Nigerian for PH, pardon me. That's facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Also via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We are 90.3 Nigeria Info PH. Yeah, here in Port Harcourt, your number one talk station. I'm Dial. Let's talk. Speaking of talking, the matter next top for discussion is an intriguing one, really. I do not think that the nation has ever been in this situation before. This scenario is one I don't think has ever played out in Nigeria. I don't even know that it has ever played out in any other country of the world before. But I feel certain that after this one time, it possibly would never happen again in Nigeria. So more or less, it's not a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's a once-in-the-existence-of-life experience, I think. Well, here's the story, courtesy Premium Times. Court orders INEC to allow two Nigerians vote without PVCs. Here's a bit of the story. Federal High Court Abuja on Thursday ordered the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, to allow two voters use temporary voter cards, TVCs, at the March 18 governorship and state houses of assembly elections. Justice Obiora Iguatu made the order while delivering judgment in a suit filed by two aggrieved Nigerians seeking the use of TVCs in the general elections in the absence of PVCs, that's permanent voter cards. Justice Iguatu said the order was made on the grounds the plaintiffs were duly registered and captured in an INEC database. Now, he said this: an order is made compelling INEC to allow the plaintiffs to vote using their temporary voter cards issued by the defendant, the plaintiffs having been duly captured in the National Register of Voters database. A declaration is made by this court that the plaintiffs, having fulfilled all necessary legal requirements to register and having consequently been captured in the defendant's central database and manual, printed paper-based record or hard copy format of the defendant's maintained register of voters, the plaintiffs are entitled to vote using their temporary voter cards in the forthcoming 2023 general election. The judge, however, said he was unable to grant prayer 3, which was to allow every eligible voter with a TVC to vote because the suit was not filed in a representative capacity. Quote, "This suit having not been brought in a representative capacity, I find myself unable to grant any relief pursuant to prayer 3 of the plaintiff's action." Now, the court also held that there was no portion of the law, both the 1999 Constitution and the Electoral Act, that states that it is only PVCs that could be used, but that the law under Section 47 provided for a voter's card. We're discussing this development right now. I'm asking you, what you suppose this development, what do you suppose the impact would be or would have on the coming elections, especially for voters? Let's get your take. Once again, joining via Facebook and Twitter at Nigerian for PH. At the appropriate time, to call 070-0923-093. That's 070-0923-093. But for now, I've got joining me via phone, Barrister Richard Wokocha, former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amak Branch, and associate professor of public law at the River State University. Barrister Wokocha, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with possibly the most obvious question. What exactly, as it stands, as you have said severally, and as I believe is the position in legal circles, the order of court is law at the moment, for now, until some other order of court, maybe a contrary order of court, especially from a superior court, invalidates that. This order of court is the law at the moment. However, every law has an implication. So what is the implication of this order of court?
Well, the implication of this order, this judgment, is that the two gentlemen who approached the court to seek the declaration are entitled to vote with their temporary voter card. That card is called temporary voter card, meaning that it's a card issued in place of the permanent one, pending the issuance of the permanent one. So it should serve the purpose of the voter's card. It's a voter's card. And the implication of that judgment is that those persons in favor of whom that order was made are entitled to use it. And Blindneck is compelled to allow them to cast their vote at the elections using that temporary card, since they have not been issued the permanent one by INEC.
Now, interestingly, as you also observed in your response, the judge stated very clearly that this order or judgment covers just these two fellows. Apparently, there were some prayers sought by the appellants, and there was a third prayer that this judgment of court or this order cover every other Nigerian who finds himself in a similar situation. However, the judge said he is unable to grant prayer three, which once again was to allow every eligible voter or the TVC vote, because the suit, having not been brought in a representative capacity, I find myself unable to grant any relief pursuant to prayer three of the plaintiff's application. What does that mean? What does the judge mean by the prayer was not brought in a representative capacity, and thus the order covers just the two appellants and not every other Nigerian in a similar circumstance?
Well, the court is referring to the fact that the claimants in the suit before the court came with a claim asking the court to declare that they are entitled to vote with TVC, having been fully and duly registered, and their data is present in INEC data bank and register. Now that suit was filed for themselves, that is these two names, against INEC. And the distinction the court was making is, because they have come for yourselves, I can grant prayers that you are making with respect to yourself. But if you have come as Mr. A and Mr. B for themselves and on behalf of everybody in that position, that everybody who possesses TVC, temporary voter's card, then you would have been praying the court that you are representing everybody in that category. And your prayer that everybody in that category should be favored by that decision would have worked, and the court would have been able to grant it. But because you came as yourself, saying, look, I did this, I did that, I'm fully registered, I want you to order that I can vote with my temporary voter's card, I can grant you your prayer, but I can't extend the prayer to another person who is not a party. So if they had sued for themselves and on behalf of every other registered Nigerian who at the moment does not have permanent voter's card but has temporary voter's card, then it would have covered everybody. So that's the distinction that the court was making.
Barrister, no, I'm a bit, you know, maybe somewhat confused. I mean, I've had several discussions with you here in the studio, and then some matters in the past that we've discussed. I can't be certain of any particular instance right now, but there have been some other matters we've discussed in the past where persons have filed matters in court, judgments were delivered in their favor, but because of the nature of the matter that was brought before the court and the judgments delivered by court, the beneficiaries of that judgment are not just the persons who went to court. There are other parties in similar situations who benefit. For example, let me give a hypothetical scenario here. If a Nigerian had gone to court on the matter of the new Naira policy of the CBN, and the Nigerian had won that case. For example, hypothetical scenario, would the judge order that only you, this Nigerian, can keep spending the old Naira notes? Every other Nigerian is not covered by this judgment of court, so only that one Nigerian can spend the old Naira notes. Everybody else is expected to spend the new Naira notes. Would that happen in that instance? And if no, why is this the case in this particular instance?
A lot depends on how what is brought before the court is cashed. if I bring a complaint to you as a judge and I say, Justice Dayo, I am a citizen of Nigeria, duly registered. You can find my name on page so and so of the INEC register. I was issued temporary card, I was not issued, I have not been issued permanent card. I want you to order that I am entitled to vote. what you're asking me to do is to make a declaration as to your entitlement. But the same scenario can be presented differently. For example, I am a registered voter, like other registered voters in Nigeria. My name can be found on the register of INEC. I am asking you to make a declaration that a Nigerian, a person who is duly registered by INEC and whose particulars are available and data are available on INEC register is entitled to vote. What you are asking the court to do is to declare the legal status of a person who has registered, has been issued temporary card, and is still awaiting permanent card. And that is the court to say whether a person in that category is entitled or not to vote. So that covers everybody. But in the first case, I think you have to make a declaration with respect to your status. The court grants the prayer, it agrees that you are entitled to do so. It directly does not affect another person, but it does have a legal implication, an additional legal implication. What it means that in the eyes of the law, this person has affirmed that in the eyes of the law, person who is issued temporary voter's card is a duly registered person who can vote. But if you are in that suit in which you are presenting only your case, asking the court to make other affecting other persons, that may become a problem.
And does this mean that other persons in similar situations can use their TVCs also, or just the two persons who went to court?
Now, because what the court was asked to declare was that those persons are entitled to use their TVCs. That judgment entitles those persons to use their TVCs. But it will be, if INEC decides to liberalize the situation and say, okay, because we have this legal interpretation concerning these two people, let's apply it to other people who have the same scenario. That would be a different question. That was not a question before the court. The suit ought to have been brought for themselves and as representing everybody in their situation. Then the court could have made an order affecting everybody. But okay, they stopped declaration of the court as to the entitlement to vote. The court has granted that.
Still,
technically, it also implies that in the eyes of the law, that is the true position. That really is the position.
Now, still on this specific matter, the judge, while delivering judgment, referenced a prayer 3, which is that, you know, the order of court should cover every Nigerian. And the judge said, no, I can't do that because the suit was not representative. Now, the prayer that was sought by this applicant, those who filed the matter in court, was the prayer not part of the original filing, or was this prayer made? Could this prayer have been made during closing statements? And if the prayer was made, during original filings of the matter, didn't that imply then that what they were seeking of the court should have covered everybody in a similar situation?
Apparently, from the statement in the press, since we've now had the privilege of the text of the judgment, apparently what the court is affirming is that there is a prayer for everybody to be covered. But the court is saying you did not come on behalf of everybody. So you cannot ask me to make something affecting other people. What if others don't like it like that? The teacher has come saying that that prayer covering others would have been a proper prayer because those people would have become parties in the case since you are representing all of them. But you didn't come as representing other people. So I can grant you your prayer, but I can't grant it affecting other people who are not parties in this. Whether the right representation. That distinction would not have been necessary. If they have come as a class, it's present a class of
them. Now, INEC, by law, is granted powers to determine the conduct, the procedures and processes of elections in Nigeria.
Yes.
Can one say then that by this judgment of court, INEC has been stripped of that power or that responsibility of determining how elections will be conducted? In other words, I'm also asking, can the court determine how INEC will conduct an election, as it appears it has done in this case?
It has not altered the powers of INEC, neither has it changed the status of INEC as the regulatory authority for elections that organizes and supervises the conduct of elections in Nigeria. It hasn't changed that. We have to note, however, that where the law grants you power, and that same law has spelled out what is to be done, you cannot use the power granted you under that law to change what is contained in the law. The court referenced Section 7 of the Electoral Act, and that act has provided what a person who wants to vote must do. You cannot, in exercise of power granted under that same act, disqualify a person who has been qualified by the act of doing what is entitled to do. Section 47 sub 1 is a single page, it's three lines. It's a short one, so permit me to just take it. It says, quote, a person intending to vote in an election shall present himself with his voter's card to the presiding officer for accreditation at the polling unit in the constituency in which his name is registered. So the name must be registered.
Marasta Okocha, please hold that thought. I must go for commercial break now. We'll return shortly. Do please stay with us.
Politics, business, lifestyle, economy, social events, all of these and more make us what we are, human beings. Where else do you start your conversations but on 92.3 Nigeria Info?
And now, hard facts. With
Welcome back. It is Hard Facts to Nigeria Info, your number one talk station. I'm Dial. It's 4:30 p.m. Discussions continue on the return of the TVC, if you will. Court orders INEC to allow two Nigerians vote without PVCs. Justice Eguatu said that the order was made on the grounds that the plaintiffs were duly registered and captured in INEC database. My guest is Barrister Okocha, has joined me via phone. Barrister Okocha, welcome once again.
Thank you, Dario.
Join the conversation as well via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH at the appropriate time to call 070-093-093. Barrister Okocha, before the break, you were referencing or you had quoted and were explaining Section 47 of the law with respect to voters' cards.
Yes. I was saying... What the law clearly says is the person who wishes to vote must have himself registered, and on that day he should come with his voter's card. And with the voter's card, he will be able to cast his vote. Now, I think there is an important distinction that we need to consider which validates or gives greater credence to the judgment of the court. The election of 2023 is different from election of previous years. Prior to this time, accreditation was dependent on the PVC card, which had a chip and which contained the information that needed to verify a voter. In this year's election, the information is not in a chip. The accreditation process is not using your chip. Your card is only an identification. We are using a bimodal accreditation system which identifies you by your face or your fingerprint. So your data is already in the device. The card is only an ID. What I went through on that day in casting my vote is that with the device, the picture was taken and my data appeared in the system. With that, I was asked for my card. I presented my card, and they found my name and ticked it in the register and gave me ballot paper to go and vote. So the card is only an ID. And a temporary ID is an ID issued by the issuing authority.
But pardon me, Barrister, but if you stick the temporary ID into the BVAS machine, your details would definitely not come up. So the chip on the PVC could still be said to be serving some purpose.
You know, your details come out when a photograph of you is taken or when you place your thumbprint, not the card. Well, we were using Cadred in previous election. The information required to validate your participation was in the card. You fix the card like using an ATM machine, a POS machine, and it reads your information, your data from the card. But the process now is different. The bimodal system you're using now is using your face or your thumb to identify you. So it's no longer dependent on the card. The importance of that card has been reduced by the fact that we now have a new machine that identifies you from your own data, either your face or your thumbprint, your biodata. So it's a INEC Vivas machine now and not in your card. The card is practically an identification card of the person. What entitles you to vote is the fact that your data exists in INEC register, electronic register, and the Vivas can identify you by looking at your face or by getting your thumbprint. So they should be able to allow the voter who has the temporary card to vote, because he has been duly registered as required by law. He has been identified by the wrong with that card, pending the issuance of the permanent card. What qualifies him to vote is not the issuance of the permanent card, but his registration and the exchange of the data in the system.
Now, is INEC...
So I think the court...
Go ahead, please.
Yes,
go ahead, please.
Okay, I was saying I think that the reasoning of the court is correct when you consider the fact that the requirement for voting is registration.
Now, speaking of... Speaking of registration, two things I'd like to raise here. Number one, INEC, I presume that INEC by law is given the powers to make regulations guiding the practice of election or the conduct of elections in Nigeria. So it can come up with regulations and processes and procedures. That's one.
Yes.
On the other hand, speaking of registration, one could argue, I suppose, that INEC has instituted another registration, a further registration, or a second registration, if you will, besides the one that Nigerians were part of when they got their TVCs. Because you have to undergo another process that will get you that PVC. If you do not undergo that process, you do not get a PVC. Which, of course, I suppose is part of INEC exercising its powers to draw up regulations and procedures and rules and all of that for the conduct of elections. So ordering or determining that Nigerians need to get a PVC, which, by the way, they can only get after undergoing a process set up by INEC as well, can that be regarded as another procedure or regulation of registration which qualifies you for the election?
No, I don't think that can be viewed as a different process. There is actually no process, no different process for getting your PVC. What you do is register, apply all the information required, including your thumbprint and photograph taking and all that. You supply all that. What you do, you are registered, issued a temporary voter's card as evidence that you are a registered voter. Now, for the PVC, you only turn in your PVC, temporary voter's card, and select your permanent voter's card. You can apply it in driver registration. It's like being a driver who has done, you've done your driving test. All you need to do is apply, and you have been issued a temporary driver's permit. No regulation, no. Excuse me, no authority can say that you are breaking the law by driving with your temporary driver's permit when the registration authority or the licensing authority has not issued you the permanent one. The temporary one, the purpose of the temporary one is to certify that you are duly registered and that you can do what you need to do with that until the permanent one is issued. It's called temporary voter's card. It's a voter's card. And you don't do any other thing. There is no other thing you do when the PVC is issued, except at best turning in your temporary one and picking up your permanent one. You don't go through any other process other than that. So registration takes place at the point of registration and supply of your data. Then you get captured and you get registered, and your name enters the voting register. And then you are issued that I identify you as a voter. So the TVC shouldn't be seen as a completely different thing from the TVC. The TVC is legitimate proof of registration which should enable you to vote. It's a voter's card until you are issued a permanent one. You should be able to use it for voting until you are issued a permanent one. But I think that this decision was not really necessary, especially when you consider the voting method now, which is the BVAS accreditation method, which is the BVAS. Uses your face or your thumbprint to identify you as fully registered voter. Confirming your registration.
Do you suppose that the courts determine how this might affect the conduct of the elections? Now, on one hand, we've had the presidential and national assembly elections take place already, which are no doubt a part of this electoral cycle. On the other hand, we've got just about a week, as a matter of fact, were it not for some other matter that was brought before the courts, the governorship and the state house of assembly elections should have taken place or would have been taking place tomorrow. However, we do have about a week's extension for that right now. Do you suppose the courts considered how this might affect the conduct of the elections? Because as simplistic as this might sound, yes, the registered voters already exist on the INEC database. Yes, the TVC, as the PVC, is some kind of identification. But there is no doubt that it may alter certain aspects, maybe to what degree one might not be able to determine immediately, but it might alter the process somewhat, and this might have some impact on the conduct of the election itself. Do you suppose that this is something the court should have given some thought to? And do you think the court even gave any thought to it at all? Hello? Hello, Barrister Okocha, are you there? Barrister Okocha, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I was saying it should really not have any effect. You need to see the full proceedings of the court to know if arguments went to all those areas. But there should really be nothing that this judgment will add to the responsibility of INEC. Again, we have just finished one election, so we can speak with the benefit of experience of that election and the national presidential and national assembly election. All registered voters in every unit have their data in the BVAS. For that unit, in the BVAS, which will be used in that unit. All registered voters have their name displayed on the wall. At least the total number of registered voters in a poll, in a unit, INEC will have the ballot papers for that total number of registered voters in that unit. All this judgment does is say, look, when you identify a person through the invoice and the presence is a party for that card, proceed with what is to be done. There is nothing INEC needs to add. They will not need to add names to register. They will not need to add more ballot papers because they already have representing the number of total number of registered voters in each unit. So it does not really impute any additional physical responsibility on INEC. When I went to vote, I was privileged to see an old woman who came to vote, and she came with a national ID card instead of voter's card. Even though her face appeared in the, even though the BVAS was able to identify her, she could not vote. And they said, sorry, ma, you have to get the other card, not this one. It's a question of identity. Her name was there in the physical display and her was there in existence. But she couldn't proceed because she didn't have a voter's card. So there is nothing that this judgment will add to INEC responsibility. Absolutely nothing. The ballot papers are there for the number of registered people. It does not increase number of registered people. It simply provides for recognition of the temporary identification as an identification of a registered voter whose name is already there and whose ballot is already there to be issued. So I don't think it will introduce any technicality that will affect INEC's performance on that day. Because INEC already has the full number of registered persons and ballot papers for them.
INEC has responded to this already. INEC on Thursday night said it would appeal the court judgment. The spokesperson for INEC chairman, Rotimi Ekomi, said, and I quote, INEC has been served a copy of the judgment delivered today at the Federal High Court Abuja Division, which ordered it to allow two plaintiffs to vote with their temporary voter cards. The commission is taking immediate steps to appeal against the judgment of the trial court. What do you make of INEC's response to this and a statement that it will take immediate steps to appeal that judgment?
What it means, I don't think it is necessary to challenge it. But as I said earlier, I do not think that judgment does any injustice or violence to INEC. Again, what is contained is law in the law is voter's card, not permanent voter's card. And even if the person does not have permanent voter's card, if you issued him a voter's card, which you call temporary, in law, that is an identifiable and usable card, which you must honor until you issue him the final one, especially where the permanent one is coming from you, and you have failed to issue it, or you have not been able to issue it. The ID, the voter's card, is an identification of a duly registered voter. And he is duly registered, and he has provided an identification issued by you. Why shouldn't he vote? So I think if any party to a suit is entitled to respond by appealing, if he thinks that the decision needs to be appealed and that there is something to change in the decision, he's free to do that. But I don't think this is one that they can logically pursue. There is nothing contained in the regulation that changes the law.
Lines open right now. Join the conversation if you will. Call 070-093-093. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. We're also live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take, comments, contributions, questions. I welcome that. It's time via Facebook. Emmanuel Ogbaji goes, anyone that finds way into sphere of government serving their own personal interest, even in decision making, is what will favor them immediately or in the nearest future. They don't have the interest of the masses who are the true certified citizens. Let's get your take as well. Once again, call 070-093-093. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go on. Hello, you're live on radio. Please go ahead. Good evening, Dar. Concerning this matter, I want the barrister's opinion about technical justice and philosophical justice. I ask this because I heard another lawyer say that Nigerian judges may be becoming too literal with their interpretations of the law. That is technical justice without contextual considerations. Right, so what's your response to that, please?
This allegation may be true, but I think it does not apply to this case. What is an issue in this case is like you are being caught by road safety authorities for driving without license. You show them your temporary license issued by them in proof of the fact that you are a licensed, duly registered and licensed driver. I do not think that this does any injustice at all. And I do not think that this amounts to a literal interpretation of the rules. A permanent voter's card is the permanent one. A temporary one is the one you use until the permanent one is issued by the issuing authority. I do not think this judgment does any injustice to INEC responsibility or putting the electoral law or the interest of the voter. I do not think it does any injustice.
All right, let's see. People with temporary voter cards can vote. In my polling unit, we had a case of a man who uses temporary voter card to vote. What the BPAS only needed to authenticate is to read your VID number. As long as you have your VID number and it is placed on the BPAS machine, it will pop up your details. That was my personal experience during the presidential election. That's from Kelly. Okay, that's an interesting account because based on the regulation set up by INEC, I don't think that should have been allowed at any polling unit at all. Hello, Hard Factor, welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dario. Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
I think the people that have the temporary voter card, the amount people that INEC said are about the 9.5 million registered voters. So to me, I think they should be allowed to cast their vote because when I went to vote, the only check my VN number, last 5 digits of my 4 digits of my VN number, and then all my information appear. It's not going to feel like you're going to put your card inside the like ATM machine. No, they will only take my 4 digits of the last 4 digits, and then all my information appear. So people that have the temporary decision, they should be allowed to vote because they are, in fact, I include them in the 93.5 million registered voters in Nigeria. So if they include them, they should be allowed to vote. So no need for them to go and appeal for the any government. Thank you.
You're welcome as well. Hello, Dar. Is Annex still issuing TVC? I thought it was issued last in 2014. If that is the case, then the PVC must have been out. That, okay, all right. Dar, the judgment is flawed. During TVC, it was only fingerprints that were taken. Annex provided windows for Nigerians to collect their PVCs, and those that have lost theirs should apply for PVC. Why are we reinforcing negligence, indolence, and the ineptitude of people in this country? That's some gold. Let's take a call. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on. Barista Okocha, what do you make of the message I just read out from Gold suggesting that this is reinforcing negligence, indolence, and ineptitude of Nigerians? I perceive that Gold is blaming Nigerians for not going to get their PVCs.
The challenges Nigerians have faced in trying to get their PVC. It's just, as Bo commented, talked of the message where he talked of PVC being issued years ago. I think forgotten that the registration was on, and that every year people qualify to and they register, and they issue PVC until their PVC comes out. But that position is not the truth. So long as registration is ongoing and so long as citizens qualify to vote and they register, they will issue PVC, which is to be used until their permanent voters card is out. I do not think this is reinforcing ignorance because the gentleman may have seen those who easily got their PVC. He's probably not aware of what people have made numerous times of travel to get their PVC without being able to get it. He's probably also not aware of PVCs being found in different locations where they shouldn't be, either in the bush by hunters or in the quarters in the city. PVCs are supposed to be in the possession of the registering authority. So you can't tell a citizen who is doing registered, who is displayed in the voter list, and whose data can come up when typing his digit. You can't tell him not to vote because you have not issued him the permanent version of the temporary thing you have issued. If you're a registered voter, all is that is the distribution is
there.
Hello, caller, you're welcome. Go ahead, please. You have a minute. Go ahead, please.
You see, Dayo, I say a big kudos to INEC for this. At least now there will be a huge turnout of voters, those people that were not able to vote.
Just a moment. A huge kudos to INEC for what exactly?
Because they have allowed those that were not able to vote. Some people have not gotten their permanent voters card, but now they can vote, you know.
No, I think you completely missed the point of the conversation. INEC has not determined anything. I suspect he didn't join the conversation from the start. So INEC did not ask anybody to use their TVC. Some persons, two persons particularly, went to court seeking leave of court to be allowed to use their TVCs to vote. As a matter of fact, if anything, By the way, the court agreed with them and issued judgment in their favor. Now, if anything, INEC is against that, and INEC is saying it's going to appeal that. So that caller, obviously, is not aware of the situation of things. But Barrister, your final thoughts on this in about a minute as we wrap it up.
I think the judgment is progressive, and it does justice to registered voters who are duly registered but unable to vote because the registering authority has not issued them permanent voter's card. And as I said again, voter's card is voter's card. Temporary one serves the purpose of voting until permanent one is issued. It is not the status of permanent and temporary that entitles you to vote, but the fact that you are a Nigerian duly registered as a registered voter. I think it's a progressive judgment, and it does justice to the voter.
On to wrap for this conversation, thanks for joining, and especially thanks to my guest, Associate Professor of Public Law at the River State University, former Chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Omok Branch. Barrister Richard Okocha, many thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.